Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Roy Williams is a fighter and an optimist, so we should be too in cheering him on. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Just when you ask what could be next in Carolina's string of front page headlines, the news breaks that Roy Williams has had surgery for a tumor in his right kidney and that another tumor in his left may also have to be removed. That's not exactly what we wanted to hear, especially when it concerns the health of anyone, let alone UNC's iconic basketball coach. So while you consult your friends in the medical profession and try to determine what exactly the ultra-general release from UNC means about Williams' condition and prognosis, let's look at this as the beginning of some well-needed good luck for Carolina. After all, when someone goes into surgery for the removal of a tumor on his kidney, the news could be devastating. But Williams is supposed to be home from UNC hospitals in a few days and after several weeks of recuperation, be ready for the start of practice on October 12th. Personally, I don't care whether old Roy isn't ready until the first game, or even retires for that matter, as long as he'll reach the goal he set of coaching his grandkids in Little League someday. Basketball's important, but not that important. Of course, that's not the plan if you know Roy Williams like we do. The guy never stops, working and playing at an amazing pace. If it's not driving late one night to Charlotte to see Scott and Katie and his two grandchildren, then it's flying halfway around the country as many times as it takes to put Caroline in position to sign the next stud recruit. When he does take a rare week, a long weekend off, old Roy is planning a whirlwind golf trip with his foxhole gang of buddies, no less than 36 holes a day, for two or three straight days. So whatever it takes for him to regain his complete health, I'm all for it. Carolina basketball is in the hands of some capable assistant coaches who can run practices and direct the Tar Heels in games. We saw what happened 18 years ago when a certain coach in Durham came back too soon from back surgery. I want to see Roy Williams in the Smith Center for many, many years to come, whether he's sitting on the Carolina bench or not. This is Archansky. See ya.